You know, I think late in the game, I think I did as well as I could to give our team a chance, especially offensively. I think that last drive after we watched it again was a pretty good work by everybody. I mean, we had a lot of guys catching balls. We protected well. We ran the ball well. I mean, it was, you know, I think we put together a nice little drive. But I just think, you know, I had a couple mishaps that, you know, I got to get rid of. But I think I bounced back fairly well and was able to overcome them, you know, on the road against a good football team in a tough environment. So at the end of the day, I think it's the best one because we won the football game. And ultimately, that's all that matters.
So how do you build on that then going into this? This is going to be an emotional team you're facing. So how do you build on what you did?
Prepare well this week. You know, have a good week of practice this week. Stay dialed in on what we're doing. You know, and stay hungry. I think that's the main thing. We gotta, you know, we need to win three in a row. We need to go on a streak here. We got four games left, and you know, finish this thing out right and how we want to do it. But I think it starts with preparation. Stay focused and dial in what we do throughout the week.
Hey, Brent, do you think Josh Gordon's starting to understand how good he can be, how dominant he's potentially could be?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think he. You know, he's not all the way there yet, and I think he'd probably tell you that, but I think he's starting to get a feel for what he can do, and I think his sky's the limit for that guy. I mean, the guy's talented, he's tall, he's long, he's fast, he catches the ball well. He does all the things you want, you know. Consistency is always the thing that, you know, you talk about guys that separate themselves from the rest of the pack as far as receivers. You know, consistency is the big thing, and you know, he's been consistent for the most part, messed up on a couple of things, but that's part of playing the position, and we all, and trust me, I messed up in plenty too, and so did Trent, and so did everybody else. But he's, you know, I'm glad he's on our side to sum it all up.
Watching the film, it seemed like they try to jam a lot. What does it do for you as a quarterback when you have a receiver, though, when they try to jam, it really doesn't faze him, doesn't move him off his route, and he's still there in time?
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, you know, when you have a guy that's that big, you know, some teams might be reluctant to get in his face because he doesn't look like he's running, but he'll run right by you. And, you know, this team got Arenas. He's a little bit smaller, whereas, you know, he's probably 6 or 8 inches shorter than Josh. So I don't know what their feelings would be there, but, you know, it's, you know, I think that's a good matchup for me. I, when I see press man-to-man, single high safety, more times than not, I know where I'm going with the football unless he falls down or gets pushed out of bounds or something. You know, he's a good mismatch, especially when they get in his face.
Ray, given all the changes the line's going through, bringing Mitchell in, then John in the middle of the season, rookie running back, rookie quarterback, how do you feel like the protection has been over all this season? How do you think it's gone with you and the line?
I think it's been better than outstanding. I think those guys have played well week in and week out, and they've probably been the most consistent unit probably on this entire football team. I think it's hard for me to say because of the defense, but, I mean, offensively, those guys, they make everything go. And, you know, Trent's having a great year, but protection-wise, I'm speaking for myself, I've stayed off the ground, and they've given me time to throw. They've picked up blitzes. They prepare well. Coach Warhop is an unbelievable offensive line coach. And he, you know, we've seen every look. They see every look before practice. Coach Warhop does a great job with those guys. And, you know, I can't stress it enough how well they've played. I mean, those guys have been remarkable, you know, for how many games we played. You know, 12, 13 games. It's been unbelievable.
It feels like, it looks like Gordon and Lil, I mean, you can count on them being on the field every play a lot more often than before. I mean, the coaches seem to have entrenched them in those spots. How has that benefited you, knowing you got the same personnel grouping, at least at one position?
Yeah. Playing? Well, that's, you know, we all have confidence in those two guys. You know, those are guys we're going to rely on. We're going to put it on their shoulders, and we're going to ride with them through thick and thin. I mean, they're guys that can make plays for, you know, against matchup we feel like against anybody in the league. I mean, they're two guys that are a mismatch for us. We feel like, you know, Greg, especially in the middle with some backers and doing some things there. I mean, he's you know, I wasn't here last year with him, but with the tape I've seen, he's playing faster. He's not thinking. He's not making the same mistakes. I mean, Greg's playing with a serious amount of want to right now, and that's what you want. And that's why he's been on the field. I mean, he's been consistent, and you know, it's probably my fault. I probably need to throw the ball to him more. I mean, he's been that good.
Brandon, what since the Dallas game, the tight ends have really flourished. Why is that?
Because they're freaks, you know. That's it. I mean, Ben Watson is. I mean, obviously he's been in the league for a long time, but he's unbelievable. I mean, matchups on my backers running shallow crossing routes, running, you know, deep crossing routes. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. I mean, you know, it doesn't look like he's moving as fast as he is, but he's pulling away from guys. He's great. Jordan Cameron, you know, I would say most guys would say he's probably the most athletic guy in the locker room. I mean, the guy's a mismatch. He did a lot of underneath stuff. You know, you can throw it in a 10-foot radius and the guy's going to catch it. So, you have to get them involved. And I think I didn't have those at Oklahoma State, so I'm just now learning how to use those. And they're a nice asset for a quarterback, and especially those two guys because they've been outstanding all season long.
Were you getting more comfortable with kind of the shallow cross and kind of waiting for guys, tight ends to drag mm-hmm. over the middle? Have you gotten better at seeing that, or were you a little impatient maybe earlier in the year on that route?
I think so. You know, that's a feeling route. You got to get comfortable with as far as personnel, who's running them, because you got Josh running across, you got Ben. I mean, they're two different types of targets. And there's different rules they have, so it's just getting on the same page with them as far as they're going to run, stop, do whatever they do. But it's been a good route for us. We've had a lot of success with it, and you get those two guys in space, especially. I mean, watch out because they can do some damage.
Brandon, what's the confidence level of this football team right now after a couple of victories?
I think it's definitely on the way up. I think we're 4-8, and I think guys are still coming to work, real enthusiastic. Guys are excited about the opportunity. Obviously we're on an uphill climb, because we put ourselves in the situation, but We're playing these last four games for the last four games, and I think attitudes have been great, and that's all you can ask, especially this late in the year. Some guys will hit a wall, but I don't see it. I mean, these guys we're hungry, and it makes it more fun to come to work every day.
Romeo's been around forever as a defensive coach. What do you see out of that defense, and can you see kind of his influence? He's had some big games against Bain,
Yeah, I mean, I think without knowing a ton about his past, I think you can tell that he runs a real real not strict, but the guys don't make mistakes. They line up and they play. They're not going to try to mess with you and give you all exotic looks and do all kinds of crazy things. They're going to play sound football, and I don't think they rely on not making mistakes. A lot like Pittsburgh, where they want to try to keep things in front, match up, and do what they do and not let us dictate it. So you can tell they're a very well-coached football team. They've got a really good, Derek Johnson's been doing this league for a long time. He's kind of the guy that gets them all lined up, and I think he's really helped Coach Cornell as far as that goes.
Brandon, with the tragedy in Kansas City and then obviously here as well, has that made you or any of the guys you talk to kind of look at things differently, not even maybe just here with family or anything like that?
Yeah, it's an eye-opener. I think, those are the most unfortunate situations you can possibly be in as far as being in the locker room with it going on. I can't say I've ever been in a locker room like that. It's extremely unfortunate. And it does. You look back and you say, and Brady Quinn said it best in his interview. I mean, he said it perfectly. This society is so wrapped up in social media and our cell phones and this. He hit it on the head. We may take things for granted. That's the way it is. We're not around forever. You got to take it for what it's worth. We're very blessed to play a game we love, and we're able to go out and play on Sunday. But, it's tough. I can't imagine having to go through it.
Were you impressed by the way that team seems to just rally?
I was, yeah. I mean, I watched the Carolina game last night, and I think they played hard. I mean, I think whether you agree or disagree with them playing the game or not, I mean, that you could tell that they went out there on a mission to play football, and they played extremely well, and you could tell the passion they were playing with.
Is football therapeutic to you guys? Because that was the reason that Cornell and a lot of his players gave for wanting to play.
I think so. I mean, when something happens like that, it's tough. I mean, it's going to be in the back of your mind all day long regardless. But I think to take 3 hours out and to get your mind off of it, I think it may be therapeutic. And that's, and fortunately we have that to be able to do it, whereas the families may not. But, you take 3 hours to go play football and get away from it, and then after it's over, you're back to thinking about what's going on. But, it's a tough situation they were in, they did what they felt was right.
You mentioned Brady, and obviously he was here for a while. How much did you know about the revolving door quarterback when you got here?
Just minimal. I knew the names of guys that came through, but I didn't know the history and what all had happened. I knew they took Brady in the first round, and I knew, obviously, Colton and, DeLone was here and all those guys. So I kind of knew what was going on. I didn't, get wrapped up in it until I got here. And then, you kind of understand what's going on. But that's really about it.
How important is it for you to stop that and be the guy for the next however many years?
That's my plan. I think, or else I wouldn't have put myself in this position. I wanted to come in and be the guy for the long term. And that takes playing well and showing that I can be that guy. I think if I can take care of what I can control, and that's playing well, winning games, taking care of this locker room, being the guy that everybody looks to lead this team, then you know, hopefully I'll be around for a while and help this organization win some games.
Hey, Brent, did you have a moment with Gordon at any point this season where you thought, okay, this guy is the real deal or has a chance to be something a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, I think, honestly, I think for me it was that Indy game. I kind of threw him that back shoulder by the pylon. He turned and made the good catch, got in the end zone. I mean, that was, you know, that was a great catch, but I think he kind of understood, you know, where he was in the field. He understood everything that was going on. And that was kind of, I felt like his moment for me, and it may be different, but you know, he's caught it, you know, the ball he caught against Cincy, the go route, the one-handed go route was pretty impressive. I mean, he's had quite a few, but I think the thing about Josh is he's not even close to where he needs to be, and he'll tell you. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. He's getting better every week, which is scary. I mean, to be the quarterback and have him out there, it truly is scary how good that guy can be.